Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome on into Sports Talk, the 6 o'clock hour, as we gear up to talk to Chris Blair after the first break. 5 o'clock.
Steve.
6 o'clock somewhere.
It's okay. I know you're going by the sun. You're judging the time by the sun. And it's just a weird time of year. You know, the clouds and the
dates
shadows.
Dates and times, you know, I guess I'm failing miserably.
You're in the Eastern time zone.
Yeah.
Okay. Continue. I'm sorry.
Back on Sports Talk, the 5 o'clock hour after the first break, the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, will join us. Went through the entire first segment talking about Saints. Didn't even get a chance to talk about the NBA Finals. Last night, Indiana just coming out and, surprisingly to me, just whooping OKC. That was a 108-91 finish, but it seemed like, I can't recall a time that the Thunder were in the game.
Yeah, Thunder have a tendency when they lose to lose hard. and I have to – Cullen can speak for this and anyone who was listening yesterday. I was on the Pacers. Everyone was like, I think the Thunder closed it out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. Like, game six at home, you're going to come out hot. Like, even like you look at the other series in this playoffs, like, yeah, the early –
that Halliburton news, everybody figured they were cooked.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, but if there's any way you're going to gut through an injury, it's going to be the crowd that you're feeding off of, right? Like, your leg kind of goes numb at that point. But, like, you look at, like, the Celtics series, right? They lost Jason Tatum. They came back in game five and beat the Knicks. They lost in game six. But, like, that home crowd, you can feed off that in those moments. The Pacers-Knicks series kind of went like that, too. Right, like if it got back to New York for Game 7, that was kind of wide open, but it didn't. So I don't know. Like it's tough to close out a team on the road, especially a energy driven team like the Pacers. Like it's going to be hard to match that energy, especially when you know we're going to go back home. We're going to get that for Game 7. It's going to be the hottest crowd we've ever had for a Game 7 at home. And you know the problem for the NBA. Is I don't expect the game to be close. Just like this game wasn't close. And the biggest game of the season is probably going to be a 25-point blowout.
Boo.
And like that's just the NBA's problem in a nutshell. The NBA's interest level problem in a nutshell. And I hope I'm wrong. I hope it is a great game, but like it's gonna be billed as like you gotta watch this game. Just like game seven with the Celtics and or game six with the Celtics and the Knicks. You're so excited. It's the game of the year. They lose by 30. Right? And so I don't know. Like we'll see how it goes. I don't expect the game to be close. But hey, you know, we'll see.
The Pacers have that, you know, that gene in them. They're pesky, and even if they're behind, you can never really count them out.
Yeah, if Tyrese can play well, that's one thing. I don't think if you're relying on TJ McConnell to try to save your season in OKC, I think you're going to have a hard time. But they have scorers. Like they have a lot of good players, not a ton of great players, and you can win that way as long as you knock down shots.
You mean I can't rely on an Obi Toppin 20-point game on Sunday?
I mean, if you want to, if you want to bet on it, I don't think it's going to happen for you. But, yeah, so how many putback dunks can he have? And here's the thing. The NBA, it's like it's a three-point shooting contest. So if the Pacers go out and just rain threes, who knows? That's really all the NBA is now. But I don't know. I think the Thunder just take it. I always wonder how invested a team is in, like, yeah, we could win this game here, but –
You think they want to play with that?
They're not tanking it.
Yeah, that goes into the tanking realm to me.
They're not tanking it, but I think subconsciously, you know, you have that game in your pocket, and you're like, we're going to win at home. Like, you get down 30 in the third quarter. Like, that's how you get to the fourth quarter down 30, because that extra bit of drive to keep it to 15 wasn't there, and it's the opposite, and that's why the Pacers have won so many games in the playoffs, because they never give up on a game like that. Like, the only way you make the comebacks they have made is if you never give up on a game, the way the Thunder gave up on that game yesterday.
Well, it should be a good one. We got Sunday, LSU baseball, Coastal Carolina. That's a 1 o'clock first pitch, and then tip off for Game 7 of the NBA Finals at 7 at night. So
yeah.
I know what I'll be doing on Sunday, and just sitting on the couch.
And if you stay up late, you can watch Rafi Devers hit a home run against the Red Sox. because the Red Sox traded Rafael Devers
to a team
they played 5 days later. Why didn't they just wait a week? I'm asking you.
I think maybe things might have gotten... enough, I'm guessing, in the clubhouse with
him. The only saving grace for them is that the games are going to start so late that Red Sox fans don't have to stay up late and watch them.
Oh, you know they'll be up, though.
Those games start at 10:40 on the East Coast.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Yeah. They're 9:40 for us, which is like, I'm not staying up for that. But it's always crazy to me how late some of these West Coast games start when the East Coast teams are in them.
Yeah, I'm complaining about when the Pels play out West. That's nothing when you're saying...
Right, you get an 8 o'clock start. And you're like, all right, we'll figure it out. Right. 9 o'clock, yeah. But NBA games are shorter. Although,
for
baseball
sure.
games are pretty short now with the pitch clocks.
I haven't really tuned into that many this season, but I still feel like you're in for at least 3.5 hours.
No, I mean, some pitchers take, like you have a Red Sox-Yankees game where they take a ton of pitches.
Right.
But with the pitch clock, it goes so much faster. It's the best decision baseball has made in a long time to add that pitch clock. I also like the ghost runner in extras, at least in the regular season. I wouldn't want it in playoffs.
No.
But you don't need to be playing 16-inning games in the regular season. Like, that's one of the reasons I like a college football overtime, because it's like, okay, someone's going to win this game, and they're going to do it reasonably expeditiously, especially now that the LSU forced them to change those rules.
Yeah, and just like the NHL, you have the shootout in the regular season. They're not doing that during playoffs.
Yeah, the playoffs, you play it out.
Right.
Right, but in the regular, especially 100.
Although soccer is opposite. You go to shootouts for like the World Cup, and I'm like, how do you decide the World Cup on freaking penalty kicks?
Yeah, and it's not the game you have played all year, but I don't know. It is strange. But no, I think like it's smart to create scenarios where you can limit the length of games in the regular season. Because in the playoffs, yeah, give me all your 20-inning games. I'll take them. I don't want to watch position players going out there in the 18th inning throwing meatballs to Shohei Ohtani, right?
So what time is tonight's Red Sox first pitch?
9:40.
9:40 Central.
Yes.
Whew.
I am not staying up for it.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll be staying up for Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Tigers, joining us. Been a few late games for him this season, calling those Tigers matchups. Hopefully we don't get to that at the College World Series. We'll have him break it all down for us as the Tigers and Chanticleers get ready to take the field in Omaha tomorrow. That's a 6 o'clock first pitch right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. We'll break it down with Chris Blair right after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack. You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bottom of the ninth, tie game. This one hit in the air, line drive. It's off the glove of Koziel in the center field. Here comes Hernandez. He is safe. Tigers win. Tigers win. They are headed to the championship series here in Omaha.
You heard that call on WWL Radio of the LSU Sports Radio Network. Tigers taking down Arkansas 6-5. And the man on the call, voice of the LSU Tigers, Chris Blair, joining us now. Chris, what a game. What a night. How you been doing, man?
I've been doing well, feeling right at home. I mean, we've suddenly now had a heat warning put in effect in Omaha. I mean, we had early spring-like temperatures for most of the first week, and then wake up today and they're talking heat indexes of 108 and 109 and maybe tomorrow temperatures being 103 actual temperatures. So but feel right at home.
Wondering after that wild game, awesome call, by the way, Arkansas falling to the Tigers 6-5 there. How do you soak that all in at the end, and did it take you a while to even get to bed that night? Because I feel like the adrenaline was just pulsing through Tiger fans, the team, and just everyone involved.
Yeah, it was wild. I mean, first off, nobody left the stadium. So the parking lot was pretty lively, depending on what, you know, what fan base was where. So it took a while to get back. But no, you're exactly right. We got back to the hotel, and the team hotel lobby is packed with LSU fans, and the party was going. The trumpet came out. We had the fight song going, and I think the last time I came to the room, but I think, you know, as you said, adrenaline, I think the last time I looked at the clock, it was a little around 3 o'clock, and I said, man, I got to go to bed.
You know, Chris, one of the defining things about this LSU team, at least the way I see it, you know, is there have been more talented LSU teams, but, you know, this is a team that just feels like that you got to put them down. Like, they are not going to lay down in a game like that. And I just, like, Arkansas, you could argue, blew that game, but LSU also took it from them at the same time. Like, I just feel like this is a team, this is a type of team that, you know, you can, you go into the ninth inning down two runs, in a lot of instances, you might look at them, all right, we'll get them tomorrow. Like, that's not how this LSU team goes. It's, you watch them every game, and it just feels like you're just waiting for them to hang a crooked number and to make it hurt on the other team. And it was just like a microcosm of what this team does best, which is just never quits on a game.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the things that Coach Johnson told us all. I remember talking to him maybe a week before the first game. And, you know, one of the things he kept saying was that this team has a very mature feel to it, in the sense that he said that nothing really bothers him. He goes, you know, the older I get as a coach, you know, the losses stick with me, you know, even longer than they used to. And that's the beauty of being young. You're able to put things behind you pretty quickly. But I think for this team, it's really been a special characteristic in the way that you just watch their body language. Go back, watch the final inning, both offensively and defensively. I mean, if you're just watching the LSU players on the camera and on the screen, and they took the score bug off, I don't think you would have been able to tell by body language that I think LSU is behind. I mean, and that to me is what encapsulates what you just said. This team, again, Jay says it all the time, there is no clock in baseball. And, you know, he reminds them of that. And that's kind of the mentality. I mean, think of all the close games they've won this year, the walk-offs. And this is an amazing stat. LSU has been to the College World Series 20 times in program history. And in those 20 trips, they have had 6 College World Series game walk-off victories. I mean, that's I think that not only helps LSU from an internal confidence standpoint, but I also think it puts a lot of pressure on those teams who come up here and kind of understand a little bit of the history of LSU. And let's face it, Luis Hernandez line drive to left field that caromed off and allowed those 2 runs to score, that's not an easy play. That was a great hit by Luis. It's a split-second decision that Davalon had to make. Coming in at full speed, he kind of stumbled, and then he tried to make up for it. I mean, that's not an easy play. And then the line drive that walked it off, I think we'd have to admit that had Kozel snagged that, we all probably would have said that's heartbreaking for LSU, but that was one heck of a play by the second baseman. So that wasn't easy either. So I'm not going to put it all on Arkansas. I'm going to give LSU a little bit of credit. They never backed down.
You mentioned the history of this LSU baseball team, and we had on the great Beg McDonald the other day and was shocked to hear him say the fact that Derek Curiel is having the best freshman season at LSU he's ever seen for a Tiger. Just talk about the greatness that this young kid, calm, cool, and collected, it seems, all the time.
No, I mean, that's it. And he's exactly right. You know, and we've talked about it on the radio broadcast pretty much since about the second or third weekend of the season about Curiel and how he stacks up against some of the greats who, you know, were, again, made that kind of impact in a freshman year. And, you know, obviously you have to look back and, you know, there weren't a lot of freshmen years ago that got to be in the lineup, especially at a program like LSU, once Coach Burtman got it rolling. But there's been some really good ones. And, you know, it's good for Ben to just go on the line and say, hey, guys, in my opinion, from start to finish of a true freshman season, it's hard to argue with that.
You know, so you could argue that there were 3 fielding mistakes by Arkansas in the bottom of the 9th inning. But I would argue there was a 4th major mistake, which was to give Bear Jones a pitch anywhere near the strike zone. Like, I don't think they were trying to give him a pitch to hit. Like, I don't think they were trying to throw it in the zone, but, you know, they did, and he took advantage of it. And, you know, for a guy that was struggling coming into this series or coming into this game, really, and to bounce back even from that, you know, double play that he, I don't know if they would have got the out. It was close if he holds onto the ball. But if he holds onto the ball, only 1 run scores, and the ball squirts away and the second run scores, LSU goes down. And then he comes up in the next inning and just immediately just takes it out over the right field wall. Like, he gets up there in the 9th inning, and it just felt inevitable. Like, if they give him a pitch to hit, he's going to find a way. You know, just his mentality, and, you know, he's been around for a long time. He's learned a lot. You know, he's developed a lot. You know, what are your thoughts on Jared Jones and how he's handled this kind of moment as kind of that team, that offensive leader that he is now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm so proud of Jared. I know his father really well. His father was a very good football player at Georgia Southern, was a part of some of their FCS Division I AA national championships. So he comes from that type of competitor mold. And again, he's a guy that understands the game of baseball is a humbling sport. So you cannot spend a lot of time dwelling on how you struck out here or you missed this pitch here. I mean, you've just got to continue to get better. And, you know, we all were amazed and proud to see him last Sunday after going 0-for-5 in that first game against Arkansas, spending an hour after the team had left the practice field Sunday just working. and thinking. It was as much mental as it was physical, and that he and Coach Johnson said, you know, we'll work through this. And then for him to have that night, and you know, again, I went back and watched the plays yesterday of the game just to chart some things from memory. And the first at bat for Jared Jones, I thought was so key because he literally didn't try to put it over the fence. He didn't even try to drive the alley. He just tried to get the bat on the ball and get it into the infield, make the defense play. And he got a single into left center. That swing wasn't all that different from the line drive he smashed at the end of the game. He was fully extended on that pitch. It was a pitch too close to take, I think, in that situation. But again, just that's the sign of a guy who understands what his talents are, what he can do, and when he needs to do it. And he showed it on Wednesday night.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Talking with Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Tigers, right now in Omaha, getting ready for a big matchup. Game one tomorrow night. You can hear right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. 6 p.m. first pitch, 5:30 pregame coverage. And, man, we've been hearing a ton about this Coastal Carolina team. The biggest stuff is 26 straight victories. The fact that they're tough pitching, good at fielding, and don't beat themselves. What have you seen from scouting this team about the Chanticleers that we can expect to see in this matchup versus the Tigers?
Well, I know a lot about the Chanticleers. I spent 15 years in South Carolina and then also covered them quite a bit when I was at Georgia Southern. Even before both teams joined the Sun Belt, we played once or twice a year, home and home. And they've had a very good program for a long time. And obviously LSU fans well aware of it because of their trip through Baton Rouge that eventually led to a national championship. So it's an important sport at Coastal, probably football and baseball in that order, and then everything else a very distant third and beyond. So they put a lot of resources in it. That coaching staff's the highest paid staff in the conference by a large margin. And they're very, very good. You know, again, the question all season was, okay, against the Sun Belt, they went 26-4, and their starting pitching was almost untouchable most of the season, especially their first two guys. But how will that translate once they get to something outside the Sun Belt? Well, it translated pretty good. You know, they hosted their own regional and were able to get Florida out of the way. They were able to handle the super regional with relative ease on the road at a very good Auburn team. And then really haven't been touched a lot here since arriving in Omaha. So it's for real. It's real stuff. They've got a very good pitching staff. We're going to see Flukey tomorrow because they're going to try to save their ace, so to speak, for game two to get him on a full week of rest. But they're good. They're aggressive offensively. And, you know, Jay Johnson, part of his offensive philosophy is being, you know, taking pitches and getting hit by pitches. Coastal Carolina takes it to another level. It is a very top piece of their offense. They set a single season record this year with 176. And since they've gotten to Omaha, they have done nothing but put traffic aboard. And then, again, a very good aggressive hitting team. They've been able to stack up a lot of hits and a lot of runs.
So when you call a game with a guy named Flukey, is that hard to avoid the puns, or are you just too much of a pro? You would never sink that low to go with the Flukey puns.
Well, first off, I'm nowhere close to being a pro, but secondly, it is often awful tempting, but there's a little voice in the back of my head that says you're going to get a text message from a couple of very important people in your life, and they're going to tell you to knock it off. So it will be tempting, yes, indeed.
Yeah, and they've been anything but fluky. They've won 26 games in a row. Sorry, I couldn't help it. But, all right, you know, one of the things that I really do appreciate about this series, and this is because this is what you want, right? You want two teams at full strength going against each other, and it's probably to the chagrin of Coastal, who for sure felt like, man, LSU's going to have to go out there and probably burn Cade Anderson on Thursday, win that game. No, they don't have to do that. And because of that, you get both of these teams with their pitching staff basically at full strength. And so I guess my question is, what do you think the keys are for LSU to either win this series in two or three games? Like, what do you think they need to do to give themselves the best chance to win this?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, first off, I think it is going to be exciting. It will be best on best for both the Chanticleers and the Tigers. And this will be the first time in my three visits up here that the Tiger ace of that particular team was even able to pitch in the championship series. We didn't see Alex Lang in 17, and we didn't see Paul Skeens except for the trip to the bullpen there in that final game to win it against Florida. So, yeah, that's going to be why I think there's going to be even more eyeballs. David and Goliath, if you will, because I know that's Coastal Carolina. Even though when I got to Omaha and they kept saying, don't call us a Cinderella, my first thought was, I'm not. Murray State's the Cinderella. But that's the chip they keep on their shoulder, and it served them well with a 26-game win streak. For me, I think LSU is got to rely heavily and get a great performance out of Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson. I think, you know, lining them up with a good week, plus Ianson, you know, having the short work on Monday night bodes well, because I think it's going to be one of those games where it's not necessarily, guys, hey, we've got to keep them off the scoreboard or we're going to have to outscore them. It's as simple and as dumb as this may sound, LSU's got to do both, because that's how good this Coastal team is. And I think if you really ask the Coastal Carolina players and coaches, and I know they were a little coy today with what they think of LSU, but I'm sure in their private meetings, they're saying the same thing I said, which is we got to keep them off base. We've got to avoid the clutch hit in those situations, and we got to put runs on the board every single time we get the opportunity. 5 runs ain't enough. 10 runs ain't enough. 15 runs ain't enough. We need all the runs we can get. I think that's the story for both teams, because I think personnel-wise, experience-wise, and when you look at the numbers, these are pretty two evenly matched teams.
Chris, experience, you've been there now quite a bit now in Omaha, and you've had some previous visits. What's the downtime like there? How's the nightlife and the scene, the food scene, and just doing anything away from baseball?
Yeah, no, it's a great town. I mean, again, I think that's what's made this event so good, and they're celebrating their 75th anniversary of hosting it here in Omaha. And, you know, I don't like to give the NCAA a lot of credit, but it's probably, I think, for my money, the best event they put on, just simply because of the size and scope and the length you know, of nearly 2 weeks. But I give a lot of credit to the city of Omaha, just the way they developed the downtown area over the last 20 years. The construction continues every year. I've been here. There's some new high rise going up, or a new hotel, or a new, you know, area that, you know, is built for these 2 weeks in June. And again, it's, they've got everything you want. I mean, most of all the eateries, brew pubs, pizza places, they're all kind of right there on the street. Once you get to your hotel here, you really don't need a car, because everything you're going to want for the College World Series, from, you know, having a few drinks to having a great dinner, whether it's steak or, you know, something lighter, it's all right here. And, you know, I think that's the beauty of this entire event. And that's why I think LSU fans love it. And the other reason is that here in Omaha, Nebraska, unlike Atlanta, and I know sometimes in Nashville and Orlando, Tiger fans aren't going to drink this place dry. Let me assure you. I mean, there is a Jenny Barn about every 20 steps when you walk downtown.
Awesome stuff, Chris. Love hearing from you, and look forward to your call tomorrow night. Hopefully getting another Tigers win. Thanks so much for joining us.
No, guys, thanks for having me on. Yeah, looking forward to it. Let's bring an eighth back to South Louisiana.
Love it, man. Thank you again. Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Tigers, joining us here on WWL Radio. Pre-game coverage, 5:30 tomorrow, a 6 o'clock first pitch. Also want to mention to you that Ryan Schemph, who attended St. Paul's School in Covington, Louisiana, went to LSU, will be on All Things Legal, which starts 9 a.m. tomorrow with Doug Cinceri. Played Major League Baseball for the Padres and L.A. Angels, and made his MLB debut in 2016 with the Padres, and was named the National League's Rookie of the Month for 2016. Thank you, Cullen, for going in my ear. You know much about that early morning show.
Yes, Doug likes to flirt with LSU sports at the start of the show. We do a little bit of legal talk. We do a little bit of baseball this weekend. Probably doing a little bit more of one than the other.
I was going to say, probably be recapping Saturday night's matchup then.
Doug's not happy that he has to go to a wedding Saturday night, so.
Yeah, I see here in the email that he sent out, it's like, who schedules a wedding during the College World Series finals?
It was scheduled a year ago, and he was like, what are you thinking? And I'm like, that is superstitious as hell. If you think a year ago, you're going to be here where you are today.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll get back with some sound from LSU Tigers head coach Jay Johnson. Stay tuned right after this on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, a little pause on that Jay Johnson audio. I forgot about our Bet 365 triple option feature. We talk about some of the top topics around sports, or what's on our minds right now. And I saw this the other day, guys. The ESPN put out their all quarter century team lineup, and going to the quarterback position, because I just feel like Drew Brees got snubbed on the list. Right now they have him on the practice squad with Aaron Rodgers, but their three picks for quarterbacks, you can probably guess Tom Brady definitely there, also Patrick Mahomes, and Peyton Manning. And now I'm going to argue here that I would take Drew Brees over Peyton Manning when you look at the fact that his career, he's got more completion percentages higher, he's got more passing touchdowns, he's got less interceptions. The only thing that Peyton has more of is definitely Super Bowls and MVPs. Other than that, Drew beats him in other statistical categories, hands down.
You're not getting Drew on that list over Peyton Manning. I'm sorry. It's not happening.
To me, it just, I don't know. It's like 1A and 1B to me. Or I guess I could say 2A, 2B.
If it was only Peyton Manning on the Colts, I'd probably give you that argument. Peyton Manning going to Denver and having multiple MVP caliber seasons and then finishing it off with the Super Bowl, that's it. If Drew had gotten to Super Bowl in 2018 and won it, then I think we'd have a conversation. I just don't think that's a conversation.
To me, the only thing Peyton has over
Much
Drew,
as I love Drew.
The only thing he has over him, though, is the another
Most
Super Bowl title
thing.
and five MVPs, which Drew never won, unfortunately.
He went to four Super Bowls, Steve. Four. They won two of them. He went to four.
Well,
that's important. Why you play the game.
I'm looking at the statistics.
All right.
But also, like I said, also the runner-ups besides Drew Brees, runner-ups, I'm saying practice squad for their all-quarter century team, Aaron Rodgers in there. And I don't know, to me, I have Tom Brady, and my number two is just Drew, and maybe it is bias.
I mean, I'd give you Drew over Aaron Rodgers all day, every day. Like the fact that Aaron Rodgers has four MVPs, and like I don't love Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers is a great player.
Sure, there you
I'm
go.
I'm gonna praise it that way, but he's not like you look at his career and Drew's career, and like they are very similar, right? both guys have gone to one Super Bowl. Both guys won one Super Bowl. The only difference is Drew got jobbed on MVPs in the seasons. He should have won MVPs. And everyone was like, 5,000 yards?
Big deal.
Everyone's going to be throwing for 5,000 yards in a couple years. It's a passing league now. Well, go look at the list and tell me how many people are throwing for 5,000 yards. It doesn't seem to happen anymore. It's almost like Drew was having special seasons, and for whatever reason, people are like, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, unfortunately, just didn't have the defenses either behind him when he's having those amazing seasons.
That is true.
Colin, what you got for us on Triple Option today?
I'm leaning back on the law again.
There was an article
from Ross Dellinger, senior college football reporter for Yahoo Sports, that came out earlier today. The University of Wisconsin and its NIL collective is suing the University of Miami for tampering in college football. It's a first of its kind, I'm reading from the article, and perhaps a precedent-setting move. Wisconsin is seeking unspecified financial damages, and Keith, this is I think the big thing, a declaratory judgment deeming UM's actions as wrongful for interfering with a binding revenue share contract between UW and Xavier Lucas, a former defensive back who left the program in January to compete at Miami. Now, Wisconsin and Lucas struck a two-year revenue share agreement that, like all of them, was set to begin July 1st of this year, the first date the schools can begin directly compensating athletes. But because of this agreement, when he tried to enter his name into the portal, Wisconsin refused to let him. And that's when he tried to then skirt the rules as a freshman by withdrawing from classes, enrolling academically in Miami in January, a move to skirt NCAA rules requiring athletes to enter the portal to communicate with another school. Lucas enrolled for the fall of 2020 semester, reclassified to spring of 2025, or 2025 fall, reclassified to spring of 2025. Have you heard of a college getting sued for tampering by another college? I don't know. And I don't know if this is going to happen more often.
Oh, it will. Now that NIL is here, well, because they don't have to, because they can, a lot of time in the past, you couldn't sue teams for tampering because then you'd have to admit that you were all talking behind the, you know, like you were all doing stuff that was against the rules. So you didn't want to call out other schools for doing that stuff because then they would call you out. Now everything's out in the open. So yeah, you can sue.
It was a little tricky because they said Lucas signed an NIL deal with the collective to compensate him until the university could legally then compensate him, which would then start in July in just, you know, a couple weeks. But 2 weeks into the portal opening window last December, Lucas, to the point of having fully shown commitment to Wisconsin, shocked and surprised the coaching staff with his request to transfer. So it's kind of like, I think they're kind of doing this because they feel burned a little bit, but I don't know if it's tampering.
So in the lawsuit, you mentioned there is no monetary value, what they're seeking in return.
They are seeking financial damages.
No, but you don't know an exact amount.
Nothing yet. Okay. It all does stem, and I think it's going to be highlighted by the fact that in literally 10, 11 days, schools will start directly paying players instead of these collectives, and that makes it a lot trickier in my mind.
Jeff, what you hitting us up with Triple Option today?
Yeah, so I'll go back to the NBA Finals. You know, I was talking about this earlier, home teams in Game 7. You're going to win a majority of the time. I mean, like the same reason I liked the Pacers in Game 6 yesterday when we were talking about it, like that crowd is going to be – like I go back to, you know, even at Game 3 in the playoffs when the Pelicans hosted the Warriors, they lost in 5 games. But that Game 3, the crowd, I would argue, was as big of a reason as any as why the Pelicans won a game in that series and didn't get swept. It was definitely a big part of why they swept the Blazers. But so if you want to go back, so of the last 19 – Game 7s in the NBA Finals, the home teams won 15 of those times. They're 15-4. The Thunder played a Game 7 earlier in this postseason, and it kind of highlights the issue that's probably going to happen, which is the Thunder going to win in a blowout. Because in that game against the Nuggets, you know, it's like, oh, hype up this game. Thunder win by 32. Pacers, Game 7 in Madison Square Garden last year, they beat New York by 21. Right? Like, and that's the problem. This game is going to get hyped. It's on Sunday. It's in prime time. And will it be watchable after halftime? I don't know. But all time home teams are 112-38 in Game 7s, and that excludes the bubble because those were home games. So big advantage for the Thunder. I think they're going to be heavy favorites.
Hope this one is interesting and it's not, you know, a complete blowout. But I mentioned before, you can't ever count out the Pacers, at least. So even if it does get to be like a 30-point lead, it's like, could they?
30 is different. If it gets to 30, it's over. If they could keep it within 20. for the entire game, then there's a chance, right? Like, and that's what they did in game one, right? Like, they just kept it within in touch. Once it gets to 30, that's pretty much game over.
That's a wrap on Triple Option. We'll be back with more sports talk after the break. Stay tuned. Come on, everybody. LSU baseball taking on Coastal Carolina tomorrow right here. Game one of the College World Series Finals. A 6 o'clock first pitch. Pre-game coverage, 5:30. Game two is Sunday afternoon. A 1 o'clock pregame coverage, 1:30 first pitch. And if needed, game three against Coastal Carolina will be Monday, 6:30, a pregame of 6. All the action right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app, going to the top of the hour news break and coming back with another hour of sports talk right after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.